Good morning, we are back, but that's obviously not news. The news is Sheila Dixit is back in Delhi Congress, and so is the tool of sedition. Well, speaking of tools, if there were any doubts that the Tilak-bearing Chief Vigilance Commissioner K.V. Chaudhary was a government instrument, then the ouster of the CBI chief has left no room for doubts. It is 11th January 2019, and Alok Verma on Thursday was removed unceremoniously as the CBI director by a high-powered panel led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself, with a dissenting note by opposition leader Mallikarjun Kharge. According to News 18, the six-page report shows that the commission had investigated 10 major allegations of misconduct on the part of the CBI chief, out of which four were found to be substantiated on the basis of circumstantial evidence, from allegedly shielding accused in the IRCTC case to helping cattle smugglers. Well, now the cow has entered the case, all logic obviously has to go to the cow dung. Five additional charges, leveled by a CBI officer posted in Lucknow, were also probed. These allegations were leveled against Alok Verma by Rakesh Asthana, PM's pet parrot and a key accused as well. Kharge argued that the CVC does not have an airtight case to prove Verma's misconduct and that the committee should not arrive at a conclusion without hearing Verma. He said that the allegations against Verma, which were investigated by the Office of the Chief Vigilance Commissioner, were based on circumstantial evidence which cannot be the basis of finding a person guilty. Well, the message is clear. If you take a small step against the government, particularly the leader, your legs will be made to go packing in some obscure department with your reputation tattered worse than what Gaurakshak Army does to Muslims in the name of cow. Well, my question, if he has been found corrupt, then why shift him to another department and not just give him the sack? The 1979 batch IPS officer who has been posted as the Director General Fire Services, Civil Defence and Home Guards under the Union Home Ministry has claimed that he was transferred on the basis of false, unsubstantiated and frivolous allegations made by only one person who was inimical to him. Now, will the same rules apply to Rakesh Asthana? I'm not going to ask more troubling questions, for who knows, a sedition case comes my way as well. A sedition charge was slapped on Assam intellectual Hiren Gohain, journalist Manjeet Mahanta and RTI activist Akhil Gogoi on Thursday, even as protests against the Citizenship Amendment Bill 2016 continued in the state. The case was registered for remarks made at a protest meeting on Monday, a day before the bill was passed by the Lok Sabha. An organization, the Forum Against Citizenship Amendment Bill, had organized the meet where several speakers had raised the question of an independent Assam. Gohain, an eminent leftist social scientist who chairs the organization, had said, quote, "The present movement is democratic and aimed at protecting our secular constitution. If this democratic movement is not heeded by the government, then maybe the people will raise the question of independence." Unquote. And not far away from Assam in West Bengal, Didi hasn't lost her mojo and will not let injustice be done to her, especially if it has anything to do with Gujarat and especially one Gujarati. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee on Thursday decided to pull out from Centre's Ayushman Bharat scheme, alleging that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi is taking all the credit for the health scheme while ignoring the state's contribution. Addressing a public meet, a visibly angry Mamata said, quote, "He is sending letters to people across Bengal through post offices claiming that they are behind this health scheme." Unquote. The Ayushman Bharat scheme in West Bengal was merged with Mamata's Swasthya Sathi health scheme, where the state government provides for 40% of the total cost. Crying lack of transparency in the way the Modi government is projecting the scheme, Mamata has decided to withdraw the scheme from Bengal, and she said, "Let them take credit." And while we are on people taking credit for work not entirely done by them, eerily the next story is about Rajinder Kumar Tripathi, who was arrested for allegedly using pictures of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and a government department to promote his organization and duping over 2,000 people to the tune of rupees 3 crore on the pretext of providing cheap houses under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. Tripathi also duped four other advertising companies to the tune of Rs. 1 crore on the pretext of inviting tenders for organizing Rashtriya Awas Divas for promotion of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. Had he made political donations using the special bond to a party, he may not have suffered that fate. But while we are on steering, let's head to international news where there seems to be a theme going on. Four men went on trial yesterday for stealing a gold coin the size of a manhole cover from one of Germany's flagship museums in a daring nighttime heist using a ladder and a wheelbarrow. German authorities believe the 100 kg Canadian big maple leaf, once recognized as the biggest gold coin in the world, has been melted down since its theft from Berlin's Bode Museum in March 2017. And thefts weren't just making headlines in Germany, but in South Africa as well. Three people have appeared in court in Zimbabwe, accused of stealing a suitcase containing $150,000 of cash from the country's ousted president, Robert Mugabe. The suspected thieves allegedly spent the money on cars, homes, and animals. A relative of the ex-president, Constantina Mugabe, is among the accused. Government-owned media reported said she allegedly had keys to Mr. Mugabe's rural home in Zvimba near the capital Harare and gave the other access. And not so good news in the world of tennis, even if you're not a fan of Andy Murray. An emotional Andy Murray used a press conference earlier today ahead of the Australian Open to announce that the remainder of his tennis career will come down to hoping his hip holds out long enough for him to retire from tennis on his own terms 6 months from now after Wimbledon. Before we leave you for the weekend, here is a bit of an ugly making the news. US cable channel Lifetime is being sued by a couple after they were called ugly in the festive TV movie Christmas Harmony. Sitiam and Catherine Alla sent out 50 family portraits to friends and family, one of which found its way to the set of the film, which premiered in November 2018. In the offending scene, lead actor character Harmony attaches the picture to a wall but is told by her love interest to remove it. She protests and he responds, "They are ugly." Well, after the film aired on 9th November 2018, the Allas reportedly received embarrassed calls from friends and family who said they easily recognize them. In the lawsuit, the Allas claim the picture was used without their permission and insulted for cheap laughs, and they are suing for all of the film's profits. Well, that is all that we have for you for this week. We will be back with the good, the bad, and the ugly from Monday again. Until then, have a wonderful weekend. Stay warm, healthy, fit, and relaxed. Goodbye from TakeApart.com.